I want to talk to you today about something I'm not sure you know about, but you're going to learn about it, and that is a pendulum. How many of you know what a pendulum is? Well, I have a picture of one. In case you don't, I think you've probably seen it. Pendulum is that part here in the clock, grandfather's clock, grandmother's clock, or one like this, and it swings back and forth. From side to side, it just keeps going back and forth. That's a pendulum. Now, I have a makeshift pendulum here to show you how it works. And so it's suspended by a string. And all we do is we take it and swing it back and forth. And of course, you can see that it swings back and forth, and that's all it does. And it'll eventually stop. Given enough time, let me ask you a question. After I put this can up here and I start the pendulum, how many of you think that on its way back it's going to hit the can? We'll start it here. Ask yourself, tell yourself, is it going to hit the can when I let it go and it comes back? I'm here to tell you it won't. If you don't believe me, then I guess you have to see it to believe it, right? So let us try. And I put the cans here because if it hits it, you'll hear it and you'll know that I'm not telling you a story. Okay, so here we go. Didn't hit it, did it? Let's try that again. We start the pendulum here. We let it go. Will it hit the can? Will not hit the can from the point it starts coming back. It will not hit it. That's the law of the pendulum. It will not come back all the way from the point in which it started. Now, who would have believed that if I just told you? Probably nobody. I would probably even have doubts of it. But that's the law of the pendulum. Because of gravity, it slows it down and it will never hit this the moment it's left to go. So seeing is believing, right? Well, we have a story today in the gospel lessons, and it talks about Thomas. Thomas was a doubter, and he was told that Jesus rose from the dead, and he says, I'm not going to believe it. Who's going to believe that somebody came back from the dead? And they says, no, it's true. He really came back from the dead. What did Thomas say? Unless I see it, unless I see him, I won't believe it. Well, Thomas did see Jesus, and Jesus says, touch my hands and the holes that are in my hands and my side and believe. Exactly what Thomas did. And what did Thomas do? He believed, because seeing is believing. Just like the pendulum, I kind of doubt if it's not going to hit that can when it comes back, but it doesn't. And we don't realize that until we actually see it.